Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. One of the keys of life that we have been talking about is, in fact, traveling. One of the things that we need to consider when we travel is to have a travel companion. Traveling alone is definitely no fun, and I know that because I've done a lot of traveling. So when you travel with somebody, it's always different. You'll have fun, you'll enjoy yourself, you create memories. But when you're alone, it's not fun at all. And that's why the wasiyya of the Prophet, the advice of the Prophet to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, he said to him, أَلَّا تَخْرُجْ فِي سَفَرِكَ وَحْدَكَ. Don't go out traveling by yourself. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ مَعَ الْوَاحِدِ. For the shaitan will be the companion of he who travels alone. So I don't want to be with shaitan. I mean, unless you want to travel, and obviously no one can afford the trip to come with you to Las Vegas, for example. So, you know, you're excused. But sometimes we travel like between cities or between, you know, to go for fun, to go to the park, do something for a day or so. You know, get one of your friends to come with you and have fun. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالْ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. First, find a companion, then travel. So first find a companion, then consider traveling. And he also, alayhi salamullah, says, do you want to tell me the worst of people? قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. They said, oh yeah, of course, ya Rasulullah. قَالْ مَنْ سَافَرَ وَحْدَهِ. He who travels alone is considered to be the worst of people. And Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi also said, if you want to travel, make sure you don't take someone who thinks he's doing you a favor and you're not doing him any favor in return. That person do not take. Now, on that note of traveling alone, if it is back in the day, traveling alone was considered to be bad, because back in the day, a person would travel on literally by himself on a camel or a horse and go from A to B alone, with no human beings. These days, when I travel, first I get in a car. So usually there's someone with me driving me to the airport, or I'm in a bus or a train. But once we get in the plane itself, then you are literally traveling with people. So when we travel, I would say most of the times, we are traveling with other people. So we're not traveling alone. So I think we don't have to worry much about these ahadith in regards to traveling. However, this will apply when I want to go by myself to a place, like I said, to another city, for example, close by. I want to go to the beach, for example. I want to go to other places. And I drive alone. I drive from A to B alone. Sometimes I drive from Sydney to Melbourne alone, which is about a 9-hour drive. And it is painful being by yourself for 8 hours alone. So maybe from this regard, yes. But in general, traveling, whether it's cars or train or planes, we usually have others with us. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree,
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته برام گفته دیگه. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. Before the break, we were saying that never travel alone. Always have someone with you. Now, when it comes to having people with you, make sure you travel with people who are the same budget as you are. Don't travel with people who are higher budget than you because of many reasons. Why? Let's look at the hadith of the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam. Al-Husayn ibn Mu'alla, he said, we went to Mecca, from Medina to Mecca, and there was about 20 or so of us. And every time we would stop at a station to rest, I would slaughter a sheep for them. So he was very well off in terms of wealth. And until we got to Mecca, when I saw Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he said to me, "What have you done, Ya Hussein? Like, you know, what are the mu'mineen? Like, you humiliate the mu'mins." That guy said, "Ibn Rasulullah, I swear that was not my intention. I would never do that to the mu'mineen. Why would I?" And then the Imam said to him, "Then why were you slaughtering a sheep in every station? Like, why were you doing that?" And he says, "I just wanted to do it, feed them qurbatin Allah Ta'ala. I just wanted the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Then the Imam said to him, "Didn't you know among them there were those who would love to do this, but they haven't got the money to it? Some of them, they would love to do this act to come and sacrifice a sheep for their friends, but because of their finances, they can't. And this way he will humiliate himself and he feels low. So by doing so, you have embarrassed and you have humiliated the other mu'mineen without realizing. So if you travel, make sure you don't do that if you are well off. If you are well off yourself, don't humiliate the other people by trying to spend too much, do too much, and they can't. But, you know, so go with the flow. Imam Baqir alayhi salam, he said, "Idha sahabta fashab nahwak." If you want to travel, travel someone that is close to you or equal to you in terms of finances. Wa tashabanna man yakfik, and don't travel someone who will spend on you. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مَذَلَّةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. For that is a form of humility for the mu'min, to travel with somebody and he's spending on you. Now, alhamdulillah, some of the brothers who are generous in their nature and they like to spend, and when we go with them, they don't let us pay. But it doesn't mean that we are less than that, like we can't afford, but we are on the same level. So keep in mind that when we travel, or when you travel, you pay attention to that, especially the person with you. If his budget or finances is a bit low, then take it easy on them. This person asking the Imam Sadiq says, a person lives with them and he's the least of them. So once the caravan of people, the group of people, they start to go, these people are very well off, they start spending and he cannot spend and he cannot do this towards them as well. The Imam said to him, why did he have to humiliate himself by going with these people? And then the Imam says, وَمَعَ مَنْ هُوَ مَثْلُ. Let him travel with those who are like him. Why should he travel with people who are very well off that he cannot, you know, match? So that is going to put pressure on him and people will look at him as stingy, and obviously that would be humiliating to him. Also, the Imam alayhi wasalam, they emphasize on that. So if you want to travel, travel ma'a, as Imam Sadiq says, ashab man tatazayyana bih. Take someone that you beautify yourself with. Wa tashabanna man tatazayyana bik. Don't take someone who will beautify himself in you. Basically, go with someone that you are equivalent to, someone that you are on the same level as. Don't take someone that will just either use you or abuse you. That should not happen. So when it comes to traveling and choosing the right companion, also we have to keep that in mind. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.